Disney's live action version of Moana is now out in theaters, and we have a couple questions. One, is this a remake that is worthy? And two, why doesn't Maui have nipples? I'm reviewing Moana, the live action version, today on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas.
Hello, folks. Welcome. I'm Silas Lindenstein. Moana, live action version. You know, some of you naysayers out there will be like, Disney, why? Why would you put out a live action version of a hit movie just 10 years after your original film came out? And the reason, you know, some of you might be thinking, well, they probably had more to dive into this in this version. There was stuff left on the cutting room floor that they wanted to get into, and maybe they could round out the world that Moana lives in a little better. And it turns out the answer is it's a cash grab, which is shocking from Disney, right? Like, who would have thought? Look, it's not even that this is bad. It's not bad. It's not a bad version. It's the same movie. It is the same movie as the original. I'm assuming you've seen the original because almost everybody saw that, right? Moana, the daughter of the prince, daughter of the king, goes out to try to save her people and return, find the heart of Tafiti, and meets Maui, gets Maui to help him out. Originally voiced by Dwayne Johnson and The Rock, and now once again, and now it is played by live action Dwayne Johnson. That's the story. It's also kind of funny that, you know, a lot of the movie takes place on water and involving water. The amount of special effects needed for this movie makes it nearly hilarious that they just didn't leave it as a cartoon. Because you basically just, you had some real people, but everything else was CGI in this. The chicken, the pig. I'm not a big fan of turning these live action ones when they have pets, you know? That's not, I don't get it. When these pets are important characters of it, just, it works as a cartoon. Look, I went because my daughter wanted to see it. Like, I don't have a lot of interest in the live action remakes of these films in particular. But I was like, you know what? As long as they don't change too much. And they didn't. They didn't change anything. They just redid the lines. I will say, they redid the lines like more poorly. And I think that's what happens when you know, in a studio, when it's just your voice, you could just keep doing it over and over again. And Dwayne Johnson, he's not great as an actor. I mean, I love watching movies that he's in, but he's not like, it's not Al Capone. It's not Al Pacino. Al Capone. That'd be something. Al Pacino might have been Al Capone in a movie, but anyway, I'm like, how could Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, do this poorly when he was the original? And like, oh, he could just be himself older. And I will say he is my biggest issue with this is in the casting. You'd almost think like, well, why would you cast this unless you're like the executive, one of the producers of the film. And oh, turns out, yeah, he is. I don't want to be ageist here, but the man is too old for this film. He's just too old. It's not the demigod, you know, he's kind of a young guy in the film. Like, why would you have an elderly demigod? I mean, unless it's Zeus, right? Zeus, yeah, it should be old. But like, why would this, doesn't make sense. He's doing all these things for the humans and bringing them everything. And he's just like this old guy. It doesn't make sense at his age, that the age he presents. To me, it didn't make sense. And maybe that's me putting on what he appeared like in the movie. But everything else in the movie was like it appeared in the original animated version. So why not this one? Oh, because you produced it. Okay. Great. Look, I like to think about why you would go see the movie, and you should just take your kids to see it or just watch it on TV. I will say it is pretty incredible. Like, if my daughter was really impressed with the special effects of it, like, oh my God, that looks so good. It kind of looked good on the animated too, but okay, fine. Here it is again. And except also, I think I mentioned this in the opening. Also, I was bothered by the fact that Maui didn't have nipples. All the other people, all the humans, the males, they had nipples. Why can't Maui have a nipple? Because he's a god? Does God not have nipples? Not the kind of god that I'm looking at. Look, here's the funny thing. I'm looking at, you know, we're a couple weeks out of when it was released. Actually, I'm a little late on this, you know, but the original Moana 2016, 1 hour, 43 minutes. Rotten Tomatoes had it at 96%. And it's a good, you can compare Rotten Tomatoes scores now on remakes from if Rotten Tomatoes was big on then. And, you know, don't pay attention to Rotten Tomatoes from a 1950s film because nobody's going back and you're not getting real-time exposure. This one got a 31% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. So, like, it's just being perceived completely different than the first one. It's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. You at least want to see some different take. But this one is 10 minutes longer. And that's it. I don't know why. I don't know if they were slower with their lines or something. Maybe a little extra video footage of land around it. I don't know, but it's slightly longer, but it's the same script. I just keep repeating that, but it's just shocking kind of to me. Anyway, yeah, go. Usually I talk about, well, what's the movie, you know, okay. So here's the best things. The best things are the animation, the story's still fun. Same story. It's fun before, it's going to be fun now. And then you're looking at, the downsides of it is Dwayne Johnson not being as good as his voice version and just miscast. And, the downside is there's nothing new. It's the same dang movie from 10 years ago. And could they have at least done a song? Could they at least have had a song added into this? There had to be something on the cutting room board, right? That I was like, oh, maybe we'll put this back in. Give it something special instead. And then they could pretend that they had a reason. But now we know it's just, you just didn't want to. You just want to make money. I get it. That's what you're there for, Disney. You make money. I have stocks of Disney. I like one stock. But that one stock, you're going to help it get bigger. Unless this is a total failure. And I'm fine with that. Honestly, since you didn't bring me anything new, if you fail in the theater, I'm okay with this. And you go, maybe we shouldn't do live actions. Or maybe we should, I don't know, wait 20 years to do a live action? Something like that? Anyway, that's my review. I'm going to give it, it was okay. I'll give it a 13, roll the dice, a 13 out of 20. That's what it'll get. All right. So that's my review. Moana, live action. In the theaters now.
You're watching a movie with silence. When it's dying in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play to rewind.